It is too small a thing, God says. Fear makes us small. Love makes us grow. In the last week, we have seen how fear can make us turn inward and circle the wagons. We have seen how it can make us put our own interests over anything that Jesus said. Love your neighbor as yourself, as long as you feel safe. Welcome the stranger, as long as you're comfortable. Our calling gets smaller and smaller the more fear is king or queen of our hearts and minds. And so with the church, the more we fear the patterns of our society, the more the call to follow Jesus actually has a cost, like he said it would, the more we fear people who are different from us, and fear that the ways of radical love and peace are simply impractical and irrelevant to us, the smaller we become. Our mission is reduced to pay the bills, stay afloat, look out for yourself, stay alive. Isaiah's listeners knew fear. They had been overthrown and exiled. Their house of worship had been reduced to rubble, their best and brightest deported. But Isaiah's solution is not a pragmatic plan for getting things back to the way they were. He captivates them with a royal vision that for centuries they were reluctant to claim. It is too small a thing that you should be my servant, that I would just raise up the tribes of Jacob and restore Israel's survivors. God says, I have more for you than that. I have more for you than fear and survival. I have a mission that my salvation, my healing, my kingdom of love would extend to the ends of the earth, to people everywhere. As we consecrate our pledges today, it is too small a thing that we would all chip in to keep our lights on and keep singing the same old Jesus tunes every Sunday. If that is what your pledge is for, keep it. If we are truly to be God's people, we must open our eyes to this royal vision. The purpose for which Jesus came and the end result of his life, death, and resurrection. That the world would know the one true King. And that they would know him through sacrificial love, the radical hospitality, and the unquenchable hope of the King's subjects. Friends, perfect love, John writes, casts out fear. Give today and pledge today in the vision of God's love reaching to the darkest corners of our neighborhoods and to the ends of the earth. And as you do, the one true King will sit enthroned in your heart, casting out all fear. Let's pray. Almighty and gracious God, as we consider and commit our resources and our lives to your kingdom and to the work of your church, we pray that you would be filling us with faith and hope and love and crowding out the fears in our hearts. Help us to capture the vision of our King who would rule in love over all the earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.